Churches are on the alert for terror at Christmas. A Tanzanian tribe gets the Christmas story to read for the very first time. And a different ministry is offering a free audio Christmas story. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Governments in at least seven countries have boosted security during Christmas. Many churches have been threatened or attacked. It's a strategic time for an extremist to be heard, so says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
If you were someone who wanted to make a point against Christians, that would be a day you might decide to strike. Christmas is a time where Christians gather for Christmas Day services or Christmas Eve services. If you are looking for a large group of Christians to attack, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, they're all gathered together in one place at one time. So it is a day when Christians can be targeted. And again, this is an item that we need to be praying about.
The United Nations annual World Day of Peace is January 1. The Pope is issuing remarks from his address in which he says that religious freedom and peace go together in the world family. Nettleton says, as the family of God, those who aren't living through persecution still have a responsibility. We need to act.
Pray that our Christian brothers and sisters won't be intimidated by these kinds of threats. Our job is to serve the Lord and to do the things we're called to do. And whatever the threats may be, we still have that call to follow Christ.
Next, a radical Hindu movement says it'll hold a rally in Kandamal District on Christmas Day in the same area of the anti-Christian 2007 pogrom in Orissa. We spoke with Don, a partner of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, to get his take on how Christians will be marking Christmas under the threat of violence.
Threats are still being made, and they have to be a lot more careful in their expression of their faith.
Don says, even before this latest threat, there were security concerns.
Many of the believers that lived in the area have not returned to that district and have scattered. Others that have returned are much more cautious.
Despite all of this, the body of Christ throughout India continues to flourish.
We look back at the work that we've done and the number of people that have come to Christ and the number of churches that have been started, and it continues at about the same pace. We find believers continuing to share their faith. They really can't keep quiet.
You're listening to Mission Network News. For the first time this year, the Lugulu people of central Tanzania can read the Christmas story in their native language. The seed company's Steve Salowitz says they now have the Gospels Mark, Luke, and John in print.
This is the first time that they will have, especially Luke, in their language. They'll be reading the shepherd story in some of the congregations during Christmas season.
Over 800,000 Lugulu live in very rugged, mountainous areas. Newly translated books of the Bible came in small booklets, which circulate quickly throughout the community and its churches.
They can't believe that someone has taken the time to really analyze their language and put it down into script. They really get excited, and they have a love for their language.
Many of the Lugulu are Christians, but some of them still live in fear of witchcraft and evil spirits, so pray that the scriptures will bring freedom and help them share the gospel with their neighbors. Meanwhile, although 91% of Americans celebrate Christmas, only 28% read the Christmas story from the Bible, says a Lifeway research survey. But there's an easy way now to listen to the Christmas story. With Faith Comes by Hearing's 11-minute audio recording. The story is dramatized word for word from the gospel accounts of Matthew and Luke and is available for free. See our website for the download and pray that many receive the gospel. And every year since at least 1954, international students gather in the Rocky Mountains and Michigan's Upper Peninsula to experience an American winter and to learn more about Christianity. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says more and more students are freely asking questions about Jesus. Since it's difficult for them to go home for Christmas, they enjoy a chance to relax and discuss the claims of the Bible. Pray that many hearts will open to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know anything about it. Here's your chance to get the Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Get these free resources by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.